Born Michael V. Clark in 1946, Clark Fox got a start studying the world's great artists at the National Gallery in Washington, D.C. At first glance, it would be easy to compare his work to the pop art style of Andy Warhol, but Fox thinks his work is less commercial.
I didn't really want to be hanging on the walls of rich nobodies.
Walking from canvas to canvas as his new exhibit is installed at the Biggs Museum of American Art in Dover, Fox talks of how he loves his country, but thinks it's lost its spark, and he says his work reflects that.
You know, it's an everyman kind of art, you know? Like these oranges over here.
He strides past portraits of FDR and George Washington splashed against bright purple and yellow backgrounds to a wall full of about 50 oranges, each similar, yet individually painted. Fox says this bright wall of citrus is his way of speaking out against NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement championed by the Clinton administration in the 1990s. The oranges represent American fruit workers affected by the influx of competition the trade agreement ushered in.
And here we are over 20 years later, and he's still creating NAFTA oranges.
That's Biggs Museum curator Ryan Grover. He says he's attracted to Fox's paintings not only because of the breadth of his work, enough to fill the museum multiple times over, but with the depth of his images.
He wants them to be appealing. He wants them to be beautiful. But there is also this sort of underlying message about social inequality, about economic disparity, about corporate greed.
It's those central themes that sparked a collaboration between the Biggs Museum and Delaware State University in Dover. The school is hosting a panel discussion with DSU professors and Fox, talking about social inequality and race in art.
And so I thought it was a wonderful opportunity to look at this icon whose art has, over time, questioned society.
Dr. Akwasi Osei is chair of the history department at DSU. He says he's most interested in a series Fox did about one of the country's most influential presidents.
Abraham Lincoln, as we all know, was the man who freed the slaves. And that simple sentence has quite a bit more behind it.
38 one-off portraits, neatly arranged in rows, all with bright, colorful backgrounds that contrast against the stoic image of Lincoln, grab your attention as you move through the Biggs. Fox painted 38 portraits to represent the number of the Dakota Sioux tribe who were hanged by Lincoln's order in 1862. He wanted to draw attention to the president's often overlooked conflict with Native Americans. But to Dr. Osei, the series represents Lincoln's complex relationship with slavery as well.
So the Emancipation Proclamation only freed those slaves who were in territories that had broken away. So in places like Delaware, like Kentucky, the border states, who did not join the Confederacy, slavery was still legal. So that begs the question, did he really believe in emancipation or emancipation for a particular cause?
Dr. Osei says Fox's work expresses a whole picture of figures like Lincoln and Washington who were revered for helping build America, but also in many ways responsible for its shortcomings. And that's just fine with Clark Fox. He says he wants people to peer into his paintings and think about bigger ideas, like in one painting where an ominous Mr. Peanut creeps in from the edge of the canvas. To Fox, the planter's nut-shaped mascot is capitalism, so why not make him big and fun and kind of scary?
You know, he definitely is the guy in charge, and he really does represent the CEOs.
Though bright and dotted with pastel colors, his canvases aren't simple. They're not just black and white. They're gray and purple and faded yellow, some speckled with thick globs of paint, showing you more than you think at first glance. Mark Earhart, Delaware Public Media.